Beautiful people, welcome to another episode of Ryan Out Loud. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm cheesing because I get excited when I do in-person interviews. And this is another in-person interview. And we have Pittsburgh native, Homewood, birth grown, multi-dimensional, artistic individual.
Okay.
The one and only Clara Kent. Welcome.
Hi, dude. I'm so happy to be here.
Listen, how was that welcome?
It was fantastic. I love when it's rare. Actually, nobody does the multidimensional artistic individual. That's so important to me.
I do my research.
All right,
it's not official, but it's official. But I do my research, okay?
Okay.
So, welcome to Ryan Out Loud. This has been a... I've wanted you on here for a while. We've been mutuals for years.
I know, I love everything you post. All the time.
I apologize because I can be...
Don't apologize!
It can get very gay, and then it can be very, like, you know, random. Then let me be high, and it's high tweet.
It's human.
You right.
It's human.
You right. Okay.
That's why I love it. It's authentic. It's human. I'm like,
you get my real life.
A breath of fresh air. It's not this, like, hyper plasticky.
I try to keep it positive. The energy that you get online is usually what I'm going to give in person. Nothing but love. I try to move with... Nothing but love. And, you know, you've always showed me nothing but love. So this is like a full circle moment. First of all, how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Okay.
Pun intended. I'm good. I'm very busy.
You are.
Like, so busy. Because even though I'm an artist, I got to pay for my artistry.
I know.
You know, the radio show, which is fantastic.
Are we going to get into all that?
GPAC, which is cool.
Okay.
I love advocating for artists.
Yeah.
So this makes sense. Building up my bit. There's just, you know.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Ooh, but is there also that feeling like, I'm doing. This is what I wanted to do,
that's
right?
That's what helps me keep
about
doing it.
Okay.
Because there was a time where I was really busy, but it wasn't doing the things I love to do.
Yeah.
And it was like. Draining because I would have to put so much effort to mask for these corporate jobs or like these little retail jobs and all these things, and even things like friend groups or social dynamics were exhausting. I'm an extroverted introvert.
I'm the same way.
So I have like big personality, and I can give it out, and then I'm like, okay, I need like 3 days of sleep.
3 days to like recuperate.
Yes.
Because
I love being social. I love it. I love going out and boom, boom, boom. But then after that, I'm like, okay, what movie, what manga, what?
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
I call it, I do that once a month where I just do absolutely nothing.
Ooh.
On a weekend.
Ooh.
On the weekends. Ooh. Just take some time to myself and just do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's been a while with Pride and everything happening. I haven't had that chance. So, like, the second weekend of July, I was like, nothing. Or the third. Either way, it's a break coming up.
We're copying each other because that's me too. Like, I was like, okay, after this first week of July.
Get your rest.
I'm going to start having just I need Sundays to myself at least.
That's usually what it is. Like, if I'm not doing something on a Sunday, usually, like, now that the weather's good, I start off the morning, like, I go to the pool just to put my headphones in. Mm-hmm. I can't swim, but I like I'm
tall.
I'm thankful that I'm tall.
Though.
I love water too. Yeah. I can't swim worth it.
I can't
swim. And it's okay. But, you know, I tread through.
Yeah. Looking crazy.
I'm just really tall. Yeah. Not really tall, but I'm tall that I can just walk through, which is fine. But Sundays are usually that day. But, you know, my therapist a year ago told me, she was like, just implement, like, you know, go away on the weekends.
Mm.
Take a weekend out of the, you know, your hectic schedule. Force it. Go away. Or if you don't go away, just stay home.
Yeah, because I'll try. I might have to go away because when I'm at home, I'll sit in my bed and I'm like, okay, all the things I have to do, I'll start thinking about, oh, I have to do this. Maybe I should do this today. I'm only doing that because I want to reduce how much I have to do so I can rest, but that's not how it works.
I understand.
You're always going to have something else after you're done with something.
Like, oh, I need to, yeah.
So
oh,
it's like I'm learning to like rest, and it's not sleep. It's like just...
Cooking watch your favorite meal, watch a movie.
Just, yeah, not think
quality
about
quality time with your friends. Rest
is a vast thing, and I'm learning what rest is. Yeah. So it's been a journey.
I understand. Yeah. So moving along, tell the listeners, first of all, I'm getting too beside myself.
No, it's fine.
Those who are not familiar, which I feel like most of the listeners will be familiar. You're fine. We're just being...
No, I'm just like,
I wish there was a video we could...
I just do this.
Okay, they're fine.
I'm putting deuces up and I'm waving them like I'm crazy.
It's okay.
Like an anime character, because I am one in my head already.
That's how I think I'm an X-Men character. Ooh. Head, you know.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Storm Sun. Anyways.
Yes.
Tell the listeners who are not familiar, introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, I'm Clara Kent. I am a singer, songwriter... I just realized I'm also a producer.
Add to the resume.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Overall creative. Like, I love to paint. I love to throw events. I love to curate experiences for people, mm-hmm. Especially with performance and live experiences. I'm just like a creative manifesty person.
I love that.
Yeah, big sunflower is what I envision myself.
Do it all. Okay.
Yeah. Petals.
Yeah.
On the sunflower.
So, Claire, you are Pittsburgh born and raised.
Yeah.
You rep Homewood.
Yes.
Down.
Yes.
As you should.
As I should.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that because you get those who are from a small town or, you know, they're like, I'm from Pittsburgh. They won't say what part.
Right.
Like for me, I'm not even from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania, but Manassas, PA, in the Westmoreland County area.
Okay.
So I'll be like, you know, I love my little hometown. You know, I'll be like 1506, you know, 15062, Deuce, whatever it says. Centown, you know. So how you, and what I love about what you do is it's always home first.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that for you to always, no matter how. How far you are going, where you will be, all of that. You always make sure it's Pittsburgh, Homewood, Pennsylvania first.
I think growing up, the way I grew up, like it was very special and unique. I had like the remnants of great migration baby upbringing. Because I'm growing up in Homewood in a house full of people that are elders for the most part. They're my great aunts and uncles and their kids are coming through, and it's very like traditional African American but Southern upbringing in a Northern area.
Yeah.
So I was growing up in this house and we had like garden stuff over here, and at one point there was chickens and then all this stuff, right? But then I'm going on the street with my friends and we having like a legit Homewood experience.
Yeah.
But just hearing their stories about how Homewood was when they
grew up.
Isn't it so different?
It's like, so even in my
different.
Area, I'm like, like got a McDonald's? What?
Right. So it's just hearing how Black people were back then in like the 1930s and 40s, because they're that old.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, I didn't realize how much community within agriculture, like we would barter with each other very often.
Yeah.
Parties were popping back in the day for Black people. Musicianship in Homewood was huge.
I have heard.
They were known for singing in Homewood. Like singers were prominent and they were very, very well established. They would be background singers for big bands like... I don't even know how they're old. But back in the day, like what is that one? Like the Dells or the Delphonics, like they would choose people from Pittsburgh because the voices, I guess, were different and richer.
Okay.
So it's just interesting learning about the history, just Homewood, because we talk about the Hill a lot with like jazz, which is very prominent with the Harlem Renaissance. Get out of here. Yeah. And then, so we just have a very interesting history with like gardening and music. And those are two things that I love.
Yeah.
But to me, home is like where my heart really is.
Yeah.
Like I learned so much character building and so much of my identity was tested at that time. And it made me a really authentic personality in person.
Yes.
Because sometimes people's personality and who they are as a person clash, but I was able to have them like perfectly aligned because of my upbringing.
I love that.
And it wasn't easy all the time, obviously, because Homewood is Homewood, but there's a lot of beautiful parts of it. But.
And what I've been seeing with my job, I'm in the field a lot. And mm-hmm. I go to establishments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, what Everyday Cafe.
Oh, no, they're so cute.
Her food is so good. I try to go there, like, once a week. It's mm-hmm. been a while, but I was trying to go there once a week to, like, just mm-hmm. set up and work from there and mm-hmm. get a coffee. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's so beautiful what is happening and what they are doing, not what they are trying to do, it's what
the
they are doing.
Sankofa Village Garden.
Yeah, like it's just mm-hmm. I love it. I do love it. And everybody, you know, growing up you hear about, you know, like even my grandmother, she's in Manassas and she's don't you go in those neighborhoods, because that's what they don't live out here.
Yeah, poverty. So what does they a hear, you know? People. Yeah.
So they're like, I'm like, girl, it's, you know, it's not what the news, I mean, it can be bad. Yes. Yeah, let me not take that away. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of beautiful things that are happening in this in this part of the city. So.
Absolutely. So much art and artistry. Yes. Just a lot of beautiful things and talented people there. And then, of course, when there's poverty, there's crime.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, regardless, if there's like scarcity and there's a lack of resources, people are going to get stressed mm-hmm. and they're going to do anything they can to survive.
Yeah.
Because you're
survival
at the
mode. Yeah.
So that's unfortunate that that happens. And then people also have broken families mm-hmm. in neighborhoods like a Homewood or even Hazelwood and places where there's food deserts. And
yeah.
So there's those things, but I see the root of those things. I don't ever blame the children or the people.
Never. Yeah.
Because there's systematic things in place, not to get all political, but you know.
No, I agree.
My mom was a Black Panther, so she was like, hey, read about that.
I know, that's right. Yeah. I love it. Okay.
Book reports every summer. She was like, you're going to read about this.
You're not just, this is, you don't get a summer off.
No.
Well, that's not,
I played, but she was like,
she didn't play. But she didn't play.
Yeah, she was like, 2 hours you're going to read, and then at the end of the month, you're going
to give me a report. Wow. Mm-hmm. My mom used to enter me in summer school when I didn't even fail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. You know. She just love you.
Yeah, that's all. I'm like, it's just love, you know, hard love.
She just love you.
Okay. So, moving on, I just want to congratulate you on so many things.
Oh, okay.
But first, I want to start with, you joined WYEP.
Yeah.
In the fall of 2022.
Yes.
And you launched, you launched your own production company.
Yes.
This is like three questions in one, but I'm going to just spit it all out here. You have curated your own show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
More Bounce. The host of More Bounce.
Yes.
And then
yes,
you have
yes.
your own, you launched your own production company.
Yes.
Called Bounce House Studio yep. and Productions.
Yes.
The LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations. Because that's a like y'all heard me. I just like spilled a lot here. I probably could have split it up in like two or three questions, but
it's fine.
The excitement and the way I write, which is sloppy, it's like, you know,
no, it's just how it you just actually feel. Don't write sloppy.
You don't think so? No. You're looking at it upside down.
It doesn't look sloppy to me.
You know, I'm like, scribble. I always used to say my excuse was because I was going to be famous and I was.
No, yeah, that autograph. You're getting that autograph together. Okay, honey.
That was my excuse. And my mom was like, try harder, you know. And she can't write her, so it's, anyways. Let's just talk me through mm-hmm. that, because, like I said, we've been mutuals.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through
a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And what I, and you've never left my prayers.
Oh, thank you.
You remained in them. I knew.
Don't make me cry.
No, but it's, listen, it's all love. It's all love. And to thank see. You. You winning is just, it is a beautiful thing. That's why I said in my head, you know, like we've been mutual for years, mm-hmm. even though we've been in the same city, I don't go out that much until mm-hmm. I started taking Ryan Out Loud seriously. So that's when everybody starts seeing me.
Hey!
But here we are. But like I said, in my head, you're like, you're sis to me. And I am rooting for you, was rooting for you then, I'm rooting for you now, and I'm going to continue. So that's why this is like big for me. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
How did that come about? That is major.
Thank you. Thank
it's like, you know, like I'm sitting here with my little setup, you know,
I want to be like this. Okay, so, okay, where do I begin? So, for Bounce House, I'll start with that one. So, Bounce House is an idea that's been just within my 12-year-old self for a long time.
Okay.
I even have like a yearbook and it says like Original Sounds Production.
I love
Because I wanted a production company. Yeah. I wanted a place where I can create freely and collaborate and also help other artists be able to create.
Yes, yes.
So it's nice to know that it's finally in motion. And there's a lot of wonderful things being produced that are going to be birthed soon. So I'm excited. One of them is already birthed, which is the EP series. But we'll talk about that.
Yes, we
can. But WIP came about because I was looking for, honestly, like WIP has always supported me. They always played my music.
And you performed at some of the summer
jams. The Summerfest. That was so crazy because I was able to open for Cautious Clay. He's an amazing artist.
Yes, yes.
And he was actually, I didn't know until the drummer I had at the time, Alan, he was like, did you know they were watching our show the whole time? And I was like, huh?
Well, I'm glad they told you after.
So what?
They got to see you in your element. Got to see you in your element, and you didn't even.
he was like, oh my God, they were digging the whole thing. I was like,
I love that.
Oh, that's so cool. So
I love that.
Cautious Clay, what's up? But then, like, we already were always cool, me and WIP. So then, a friend of mine who's amazing, Inez.
Yes, Inez. Klaus is one of my favorite. I love Klaus.
It's one of my favorite. The visual.
Yes.
Top notch.
Literally.
So I was talking to her. I was like, girl, I need like a job. Like, mm-hmm. I'm an independent artist, but I'm not trying to do the whole corporate life. I can't do it.
I know, yeah.
I was like, I do radio. Da, da, da. She was like, oh, did you know WIP got an opening? And I was like, huh? Because that's how God works. I was like, huh? Okay. So she sent me the link. I applied. And then I was like, waiting. And I finally got a reply back. I went through a real serious interview process.
Really?
I mean, which I appreciate because we have such a connection. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get anything easy. I like to work.
I'm gonna work for you.
I want to know, like, you chose me because
of what I have to
of my merit. So we went through that process, and then they were like, "You got it." And I was like, "Cool," but I didn't think I was gonna have a show yet. I was just supposed to fill in.
Okay.
Was not supposed to have a show yet. And then
look at God.
So then literally like a month in, I'm doing training. I'm just like trying to get the motions and everything. And they were like, so we have a new slot. Would you be willing to do a show? I was like, how long do I have to prepare? They're like, like 3 months. I was like, oh shit. So I started hurrying up preparing. And I was like, I want something that's celebrating Black music from all over the world.
Yeah.
Like, artists from all over, especially in R&B, because R&B is having such a hard time pushing through like the mainstream right now. So I was like, what can I do to remind people why R&B is the shit? Oh, More Bounce is the African diaspora party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to celebrate Black queer artists because a lot of people tend to, I mean, in the music industry, you would have to pretend to be cisgendered or you'd have to pretend to be straight. And there's like speculation, but we like kind of know.
It's just
like art. There's so many artists that were queer that did not get to exist and live freely. And even now, there's artists that I'm pretty sure still don't feel comfortable because
it's hard. They feel like they're going.
So I often celebrate queer artists.
You do
very, very often.
Manny's about his. He plays.
He'll
play soon.
Yeah.
I think who else you have? Yeah, Royce. Like he did a.
Honey did a set. I did an interview with her. That was really dope. And then I always play like younger artists, like the artist I manage, Monty Bahia. She's a queer artist, so I play her stuff. Anybody that submits, I listen. I get if it doesn't fit the show, I still submit it to other DJs. So they have some type of opportunity.
I love that.
It's not just going to sit in my holding space.
Yeah. I love that.
So I'm like, that's the type of stuff we need. Like a lot of times people get into a space of scarcity and they're like, I can't spread everything. Like there's so much more opportunity than we think.
Yeah.
For everyone.
And it's like, kind of limited. And I think that's like a later on question about the city. But yeah. The creative scene in the city and what it lacks and what we can do better. You know, how can we build a unity in like a collective? But I know there are separate collectives and stuff like that. But how can we support each other? You know. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that later.
Later on.
But we're going to transition to the musical. First of all, before I say that, like you inspired me. I was like, oh my God, because Ryan Out Loud is just something sitting at home, scrolling, realizing, you know, the pandemic is happening and realizing like there's a whole realm of artists, mm-hmm. black queer independent artists that mm-hmm. deserve recognition.
Yeah.
And if I can, I don't have the biggest platform, but if I can mm-hmm. do that, yeah. just be a voice
yeah.
to support them, mm-hmm. then I'm doing my job, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's how that got curated. Because if you listen to the first season of Ryan Out Loud, it is very chaotic. I was like, it was like a diary to
no, that's cool,
a release,
though.
You know, a way for me to release. Because yeah. I just, you know, I was like, what's happening? Anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah, seeing you with WYEP. Uh-huh. I don't want to mess that up.
No, it's
and
fine.
Doing the more bounce, like that is inspiring me to take Ryan Out Loud to a whole new level. Yeah. And I have to give you your flowers for that.
Thank
I was
you.
Super, super excited.
I want to give you flowers too. I'll take it. Because you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you've you, done God. Like really amazing things. Your interviews are very exciting and fun. And you're just a bright light, and I love just witnessing.
Thank you. Stop. You'll make that.
Okay.
It's
okay,
not
okay.
about me. This is about
I
you.
I know, but I just, okay.
I appreciate it. No,
I just
thank
wanted
you.
To share it back.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. So let's move into the music. Before we get into the Four Winds.
Okay.
The East.
Yeah.
It's not the East. It's East.
Four Winds excuse East. Me. Yeah.
Part one.
Part one.
Okay, we're going to get into that. But let's talk about influences.
Ooh, okay.
And I feel like listening to how I, you know, listening to
I'm
your
music.
I'm
such a cliche artist when it comes to influences.
But that's okay. Because like right. I wrote this, so like you combine soul, jazz, blues, and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like give me some details on those influences. Even if I think, if I say the end of Euphoria, you took me to church a little bit.
Yes, that was the goal. Yes.
Did you have a choir? Was that a choir? Or was
that was me.
That
so
is
it's
insane.
Majority me, and then Virgil did the baritones to give like amplification, but he made me do baritone too. Shout out to Virgil, but also like I want to fight you because why? No, Virgil is one of the best people to work with, but
yeah.
it's so annoying because I'll play around just to like get my ear
yeah.
tuned. He's like, wow, that was a really high note. You're going to do that again and again and again and again.
Pushing you to your, you know?
And I'm like, shut up, bro. I'm like, why do I keep, I'll sing something. He's like, oh, that was great. But we're going to be like, woo! And I'm like, no.
That is. I love that. Pushing you to your greatness.
Yes.
That you, the greatest that you are.
I was like, we should get a choir. And he was like, we are the choir.
And that's crazy. You're saying that. And I literally, you would have fooled me. I thought that you had like, you
all
got
the
a choir from Homewood.
Nope. I so wish. That would have been tight, but.
I get it.
Nah,
okay.
The budget was just. He was like, you have enough range to be a choir.
I laugh because I've had conversations with artists. And I'm like, oh,
the
you
budget?
Know, a visual would be dope. And they'd be like, the budget. And I'm
the
like,
the budget?
You right.
The budget.
Let me,
the
mind
budget.
My, let me mind my broke ass business and stay out of that.
It's
I get
an investment.
It.
I wish, you know what I'm saying? Especially now, videos specifically are in the thousands for the most part for just like a good video. Crazy.
That is.
Wardrobe, makeup, the recording time, the extras. It's like a lot of money, you know? Get that bread.
Get that. And leave. Okay.
But. Yes, that was me and Virgil. He had me do a lot, and then he did a good part too. And then he also, if you listen closely, you'll hear me like somebody be like, "Sing, baby, sing." That was Virgil.
I gotta go back and listen.
I'm like, "Sing, baby, sing." It's him.
Okay, that is funny.
It is great.
That is so funny. But influences. Tell me, like, what is like?
You actually are a fan of one of my biggest influences.
No.
I love Jill Scott, but it's Brandy. Brandy's one of my biggest. Like, when I was a little kid,
yeah,
I wanted to be Brandy so bad.
Why not? And you say that, I hear that. I hear it.
Like, when she came out with, what was that album? Full Moon? I was obsessed with that album.
You know, you listen to it. I remember buying that album.
Jill Scott, too.
Okay.
Her transitions and her just, like, vision for how the body of work is and her like approach to writing and her voice, the way she maneuvers her voice
mm-hmm.
is phenomenal.
Your transition, we're gonna get into your project because I was like, I was like, sometimes I'm like, wait, we still, oh, it's a different song.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk, we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, but I grew up,
Brandy. So, your favorite Brandy song?
Ooh, okay, like, ooh, I have to say Angel in Disguise.
Okay, that's a
But I can't say that one. Because there's too many other ones that I like, and it's going to make me mad that I said that.
I understand.
Oh, shit. The Aphrodisiac album has some, too. Like, I tried to be blind to you.
Yeah.
Did you know I wanted to? I love that one. Wait. Hold on.
Pressure.
Okay. The Full Moon album in its entirety is my favorite.
Okay. Always. So, to my husband, my future husband.
Ooh.
Future husband has to know that we're having not one wedding song, okay, but we're having two.
Oh, that's important.
We're having two.
Two.
And both of them are Brandy songs.
Okay.
The first one will be Put That On Everything.
I take everything I said back. Because that song
is
gorgeous.
And we just had it. Didn't we just? Oh, that was Rather Be. That was Rather Be. We had a conversation
Rather
about.
Be
that's
serious.
One of her newest ones. That's one of
Why
my favorite.
Why did she go crazy on that?
And I'm still obsessed. Every time they talk about Colors or your favorite Brandy, you'll see me retweet that on the timeline because that
she
is like.
Was like, the mic should have melted off of the wire.
Literally.
It was like struggling to stay in place.
Because I think I was on the floor when I first watched that.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, it is Put That On Everything and He Is.
He Is an important wedding song.
It is.
It
and
should
it's so
be
funny
one of the top 10 mandatories.
I agree. And it's funny because when I hear like Rodney Jerk.
Yes.
Was doing a behind the scenes. Oh, no. Warren Campbell. Sorry.
Okay.
He was doing a behind the scenes on like talking about how that came about. He's like, I always wanted to hear Brandy sing a gospel song.
Ooh.
But I didn't want her. She wouldn't do it. She not saying she wouldn't do it, but she, you know, that's not the moment she was in.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to write her. He wanted to write her a song that was like, you could think you don't know who she's talking about.
Yeah,
he is. And I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, wow, but I'm still going to look at my future husband and be like, you know, that's it. That's how I want to feel. Rather Be's like my third. It's kind of creeping up
because
it's newer, but it's
I like when she performs it live.
I wish she was, I want her to tour.
So bad.
So
I love Brandy.
You got to catch her. Sometimes she's at festivals and stuff, and I've not had the opportunity.
I've never seen her live,
really?
Ever. Only on, like, video. I've never had the opportunity.
We got to, like, start harassing her.
I
want to
see her and Jasmine Sullivan so bad.
I saw Jazz.
Ooh.
Well, her Hex solo tour, the Hex... Hotel? Was it Hex?
Hotels.
Look,
yeah,
I say
it spelled
Hex
like the French version of like Hotels.
Yeah. Hotels.
She tried to make a little class.
I get it. Mm-hmm. And I still be like Hextels. My friends
Hextels.
Be like Ryan. I'd be
like Foxtels.
Yeah, Foxtels. Close, you know, hotel, excuse me.
Yeah.
That tour sold out.
Oh, man.
But when I found out she was headlining the Roots Picnic last year, 2022.
I heard about that.
I went. I had to go. So
my cousins were there. Shout out to the cousins that didn't invite me.
I'm going
to
say, what? I went by myself. I got cussed out by so many people. But I feel like there's going to be so many more opportunities to see. But we got to harass Brandy.
Yes.
To go on tour. Like, I feel like we got
to
start atting her. Because
like,
somebody
what
else
are you doing?
Said that. They were like, I wish Brandy toured more.
Yeah. I wonder why she doesn't.
I don't know.
Maybe it's personal
exhausting.
Decision.
Maybe it's exhausting to her.
And she was like one of those, I'm a young musician in the game people. Like, she was in it when she was like, what, 14?
14, yeah. She might be like on a different phase.
Y'all got
now
that.
Her daughter's like coming up doing her own thing. Shout out to Lendrix. My friend Lendrix, he's been collaborating with her on some projects
and stuff.
You know, something. He's been working with her as well. So that's so dope to see her coming to her own. But, so, okay, Brandy.
Oh, influences.
Look, I know, told you, we can go off topic a lot here.
All right. So, influences. I grew up in a Baptist church, and all of them are Southern type people.
Yeah.
Like, so there's that. Like, we were singing hymns out the hymn book, and they used to be like, go up there and sing. And I'm like, okay. And one of, like, communion, all that. They're like, go up there and sing. I'm like, okay.
I used to lead in the church choir.
And my mom was the youth choir director.
Oh, you had no choice.
I had no choice.
You
I
had no
it.
Choice.
And I have stage fright. Like, I still do to this day.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. People are always confused.
You see me looking at you like.
Yeah, they're like, when you're on stage, you look like you're having a ball and you're fine.
I'm like, wait.
And I'm like, I know. But you know who else does? And she's one of my influences is Beyonce.
That's true.
She has stage fright.
Like, I still get nervous. Like, girl, you is Beyonce.
All right, you're Beyonce. But it's just excitement.
I
learned to turn it into like, oh, I'm excited to be on the stage.
I got you.
So just gospel music, but hymns and spirituals, because I grew up with Mahalia Jackson and
legend.
Woo. So then I also grew up with learning about like jazz because my great uncle was a huge fan of vocal jazz. So I was listening to Dana Washington and Sarah Vaughan and Johnny Hartman and like all these like Carmen McRae, like these vocal jazz legends like Peggy Lee. And then I was going in the streets and people were like, oh, you hear this, you hear this, you hear this. So I was growing up listening to like the other R&B stuff and I was like obsessed with that. And so, combined everything. Yeah. And then going to school, because I was in choir in school, we were learning about classical music and opera and musicals. So I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You get to act. Like you're, see, I was about to get up. Oh, you get to act. Like you're acting your music. I like that. You know what I mean? Like, yes, the drama.
I was one of those in choir kids. Like I did a couple acting. Like if you'd have asked me, I'd have been the male Raven Simone. That's kind of how I wanted to. I wanted my own Disney show. I wanted to release an album.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just do movies. Yeah. But time has gone on. But it's not about me. So those influences, and I can hear that. Like even in your most recent,
Sade is one of my big ones.
She's a legend. Is she working?
I heard some whispers that she's last working on year, something. But I'm gonna wait.
We'll wait. Hold her breath.
Yes.
There you go. So with that being said, all those influences, and I'm just gonna jump right to your most recent project. Okay, you just released. First of all, again, I'm congratulating. Like this is.
I love hip hop too. I forgot to mention that. Go ahead.
Love some hip hop. What's your favorite hip hop artist?
Missy has been my favorite for a long time.
Missy is another
crazy, like insane producer, the visual singer-songwriter,
right? What she can
entertainer.
Do, it's like insane. I want her. I really hope she gets back into her R&B bag, though.
Oh my god!
I really like. I want to hear her with Jasmine again, Fantasia, Beyonce, Tweet. I really want her and B to like. I want B to go back. I want one of these acts. Oh my god!
Yes,
that's a
yes.
There ain't nothing out there. Yeah, I'll be on the phone interact. Ain't nothing out there for me. You know, like, oh my God. Missy's a beast.
Like, hip hop wise, I was diving into like the 90s real heavy. So I was listening to like all the classics. I was trying to see what makes it classic.
Yeah.
Like their wordplay and how they deliver. Like, Biggie, I was listening to for a long time because his flow is like a jazz musician.
Yeah.
So it was like floating on top of stuff and like his entendres, and he just is a consistent flow, but it still keeps this pocket that's cool. So I like listening to hip hop artists for that. And I like to listen to Lauryn Hill, of course. One of the crazy riff runners ever. Like she can run like and over it. I'm like, how are you doing
that? You're insane. Yeah. A lot of these artists, like Layla Hathaway, I don't know how, when she splits her vocal cords.
Layla Hathaway sounds just like her dad and can do more.
Yeah.
Like that, that tritone. I've been trying to do it, but I don't want to. I'm scared.
I'm not even. I'll do that to you singers.
But I have a lot of influences. That's cool. Okay. I'm a big music nerd.
I love that. I love when people send me music, you know, like, oh, check this out. That's a love. It's a love language, honestly. I love that. So, we're talking about the Four Winds.
Ah, my baby.
East.
Ah.
The part one, East.
Yeah.
And this is your first project in what?
Four and a half, 5 years, yeah.
First of all, life happens, okay? Life happens, and life was happening.
We had a panoramic. Still panning.
As we out of the, you know, they're like, oh, it's over. Yeah. Is it?
Is it, though? Is it? We got air quality. I mean.
I didn't have a mask. I should have.
I put one on because I just have asthma. So I was like, I'm not dealing with that today.
And I should have. Like, I was making sure my mom, she has sarcoidosis. And I was girl, put your mask on.
She, yeah.
Like, anyway.
I was sensitive.
5 years. Walk us briefly. Just walk us up to the point of where, like, did you go through a phase where you were like, I don't think I want to, you know, some people fall uninspired, you know, and music is your life. It flows through you. Not only are you a singer, songwriter, you multidimensional.
Yeah, it's like it lives in
you. But, you know, like, how was that? Talk about that hiatus.
That hiatus was me going through the realization it's time to transform. Mm. Like, it was like, not, I'm in transformation mode now.
Yeah.
But there's that shadow period you go through where it's like, you're assessing everything in your life and yourself and seeing like what's in the way of you transforming.
Yeah.
So I was going through that subconsciously, not knowing. And then I became conscious of it quite recently, like started last year. I'm like, whoa, okay, it's transformation time.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, I was like touring a lot. I was going through like health issues. Yeah. Relationship issues with romance and friendships and fam. It was just like all these conflicts, whether it was like my own body, my own mental state. Yeah. And I'm like, great. I was seeing so many things like the community. Inez's cousin helped me build a GoFundMe because I hate asking people for things.
I understand.
I hate it. I'm so used to strong black woman syndrome where I work 2 to 3 jobs.
Doing it yourself.
And I do it myself. So she was like, honey, you're at a space where you need to get these tests done and you need to make sure you have, because I have 2 rare blood disorders and fibromyalgia, and they were trying to figure out like what's going on because I just couldn't like keep blood. It was like I was always internally bleeding all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I got hit by a car every day. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So they were like, what's going on? So these tests were super expensive. They were like 700, sometimes 1,000 a test.
This healthcare system is a fucking scam.
It's so nasty. And I was an independent contractor.
Oh.
So I don't have insurance. Like, and if I do have it, because they were like, okay, well, let's sign her up for this. It still didn't cover it because it's a rare blood test.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah! And I'm losing weight and all that, just fluctuate. Like, it was a hot mess. So I was going through health stuff. And then on top of that, was having a really toxic relationship situation on top of that. Friendship stuff. It was just very isolating and lonely and dark. Mm. And I was like, ah! But while all this is happening, I'm writing. Because I can't help it.
Yeah.
I might not be able to record, but I'm going to write.
Yeah.
I will write. So I ended up, after that whole period of 4 years, I came out of that relationship. All these things, just all these blessings fell into my life as soon as I just start boundaries and cutting people off.
Funny when you cut people off and they be like, God be like,
honey,
well, good. Here's the bounce house.
It was like, here's LLC. Rants. Here's this. I was like,
girl, let me.
Holy.
I went through a similar, not, it was a similar situation.
No, I know what you mean. Like,
it was just like,
what the heck?
Right, like, out loud just went.
Yeah, everything is just like stop, wrong direction. And you're like,
let me realign you sometime. Let me, you know.
And I am very loyal and stubborn when it comes to people. I'm learning to be loyal to myself.
That's
high five. Because I'm so loyal to people, and just, I also am loyal to making an environment and space comfortable for others. And I'll be uncomfortable. Isn't that crazy?
Get out of here. Episode is over because I'm this.
And I'm like, whew. I'll try to make peace between things and try to make, because I see the.
Sacrifice your own peace.
Yes. Because I'm like, I can see everything. I see the, I'm a big picture viewer.
You feel everything too.
Yes. Big picture viewer. Mm-hmm. I can see details and I could, big picture. So it took time for me to center, and I'm still learning to center, to forgive myself for boundary stuff, and also just enjoy things. So it was just perfect timing that I met Virgil and Julian, aka Breeze. And I was like, it's time. I just want to make a mixtape. I just want to do a mixtape, right?
That's okay.
They listened to the songs, because I have a lot of songs, lots of demos. They were like, none of these are mixtape songs. Not a single one.
It's a project. It's a.
They were like, this is an album.
Album, yeah.
I was like, can we just do an EP? They were like, sure.
Do it in parts.
Sure, it's going to be an album. I was like, okay.
Clarify for me, because I feel like a lot of people, yeah. And sometimes maybe I get it. So there's a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
EP,
mm-hmm.
Album, and then now they're sliding in this project. So.
I'm ready for this. So I would say the Four Winds is a project.
Okay.
In total.
That would, okay.
That consists of EPs or just small albums.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. They're like little, they're appetizers. So it five gives songs? You, yeah, you, usually the max is five songs. Technically, mine should be an album because it goes fast.
It's okay.
But it has a skit, so.
Yeah.
So it's five. But but EPs are usually like four songs.
Okay.
Four to five songs. And they give you a taste of what the full album's going to be like.
Okay.
Or what a full album will feel like from this artist.
Okay.
And it just helps the artist like get singles out and get people introduced to them so they can see how, like, and it helps me to see, okay, what do people want to hear right now? It's like a temperature check.
Yeah.
I might like a song a lot.
But I don't mean it might.
Right. It might not be for this time. It might work 2 years from now, like with other artists.
So I'm looking, I'm pulling up the project now.
Here we go. Oh my
gosh.
Which
is like, when I tell you, I listen, it's certain songs are added to my morning rotation playlist.
Thank you.
Especially Letting Go.
I'm so excited. That
Juice. And
I have
I'm
a video
good.
For that coming up.
I'm excited. I can't wait. So how many? So the six song, well, five. The skit, if you include the six, skit six.
Yeah.
Initially, like, how many songs did you start? Because how do you narrow this out? Like,
ooh.
It's because the Four Winds is going to be how many, three or four.
So, you know that board that Ari Lennox showed everybody and it had like
Yeah.
That's exactly my condition.
Okay.
Like, I have hundreds of songs.
Wow. Recorded or like?
I have demos recorded.
Okay.
But if I were to take them into the studio, they would end up becoming like these different experiences. That's where they're at. I'm excited. But this one, at first I was like, yeah, 16. It was like, okay, this is not 2005 where you just come out with 16 so project, like we gotta get them introduced to you first.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so we reduced it down and it was four songs, and then I was like, I need something to let people understand like the Four Winds a little more. I have this poem, and at first it was like this chunk of poem, but they were like, nah, it's too long. I was like, okay, well, let's chop it into four. So we did that, and it actually works with like the vibe of each one, because each EP is a different vibe.
Okay.
Like this one was more like lush and sexy.
But you want to know what it reminds me of? Refreshing.
Ooh.
I love Sunday.
Ooh.
Morning.
Yes. That's
like not quite summer,
because it has the church vibe.
Yeah, like
spring.
A, but like yeah. I'm. Not even Sunday, just a fresh, beautiful spring, summer weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I just mixed a whole lot of their seasons there. But
no, yeah, that's the vibe.
Like, I'll tell you, like, when I listened to it, my sunroof was open, the
yes.
windows were down.
That's
and I was
the
like,
goal.
And I was just like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And then listening, because I'll listen to a project,
mm-hmm.
and then I got to go back.
Because
I tell you, when we were at your listening party, first of all, thank you
of
for
course,
inviting
I
me to.
I was like, you had to come.
You invited. That was my first listening party. And I've been to some virtual one, but in person,
yeah,
and
it's a different vibe.
Somebody that I, and the vibe was
yes,
immaculate.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. And listening to your project straight through,
mm-hmm.
I was moved to tears when it came to the end of Euphoria, and it was definitely Letting Go.
Oh, Letting Go is one of my favorites.
And I've had a hard time letting go of situations and
yeah.
things that no longer serve me purpose.
Yeah.
Listening to you sing, it was like a hug.
Oh,
and it was like, okay. And I was sitting on that chair, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, and I knew you, and I was like, I couldn't even get the words out when I was talking to you, because I was like, what song was it? What was and the track list? I need to see. And I was just so moved. And I knew, I'm like, you idiot. The track list is on her Instagram. Like, look at the track list. But I was just, and they were like, shit, well, you know, you were about to, you were asking everybody at the end. We were like, run that shit back.
I know. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you were like, okay. I was like, and I think it was my loud ass in the back. Like, run that shit back.
Run that shit back.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
I know. I start crying there because all the things I was bringing up, I was going through so much. Mm. I felt like Job, like the book of Job at
yeah.
the time, where it was like I was really being pushed to see what my faith limit is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I let things go, that's where that song came from. It was like letting go. Blast from the past. Of course, people were going to relate that to romance.
But it could be anything.
It's your job. Can call you back. It's just the things that drain you. Situations, even habits. Like those things that you're like, ugh, I'm tired of making this behavior choice, or I'm tired of always like undermining my intuition. So you're just like letting it go. The more you let go of things, you're in control. Mm. When you cling, you lose control because it's just waving you around.
Yeah.
Just let go and float, you know?
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful project, and being in that room of people who just love you, and I love you. So, like, it was a dope experience.
It was amazing.
And I think I was a little drunk.
Too. Oh, that's what I wanted.
It was because
I said BYOB, but I'm like, let me have TLC Libation.
Shout out to T. That's my sis, yes, Erica.
I was like, I need you here because I know people gonna forget they bottoms.
I knew she was. Yeah, she always. I just hosted her rooftop
party.
She's
such a sweet
Erica
person.
is my big sis. I love her down.
Me too.
Yeah, and I was like, when I saw her, and then I saw Bree with the treats. I was like,
because it's my birthday. Well, my birthday, but it was birthday
still,
too.
It was a celebration.
I'm like, I want everybody to take a box of sweets.
It was cute. It lasted me for 2 days. I was trying to go a little bit longer.
Them little cupcakes and then the brownies.
I grabbed all the corner. There was like 3 corner pieces.
I already knew what was going to happen, so I put my box away.
As you should. We were standing there. I was like, you better get your box.
I love it. Go ahead. Have fun.
But the vibes were immaculate, and it just really, how did you feel finally, like 4 years of bottled up emotion, trauma, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, going through life, and mm-hmm. now you're like, it has to be a little, like, when you're, I always ask artists this, like, it has to be, like, I'm trying to think of the word, when you're like, okay, you know, Beyonce said, I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit, mm-hmm. or Erykah Badu said it, Erykah Badu said that,
yeah,
and, like, how did that feel?
Because,
like, between that, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but, like, because up until that point, like, you and your team had just heard the project, so you're
we literally were working on it all the way up until that day.
Really?
Like, I literally left the studio and went to the venue because I was so sick. I'm so serious about it. I'm so sick.
I wanted to make sure
the transitions were perfect. Virgil was not playing either. And Bree's just be like, it's going to be fine, but hurry up because I'm trying to get dressed. It's going to be fine. Like, let's hurry up.
That is funny.
But we were working on it the whole time. And I was like, all right, it's time to go. And we were just sitting.
Too.
Thank you. We were sitting there and we were like, oh, shit, this is about to happen. And after it played, so many people came up and had such real testimony about how they felt.
We held hands. Like, I was just like.
I know. I was like.
I was like, yo,
mm-hmm.
The end of Euphoria,
yeah.
Like, it just moved me. And what I also love is when I hear your songs is how at the end when you're in the studio, you can hear you in the studio laughing with, you know, bullshitting with your team, you know, with your team, the producers. I love that.
Yeah.
It just, it adds an extra, like.
Yeah.
It's so Pittsburgh. I don't know how to describe, like.
Like, welcome to the craziness.
Like, when I think about clouds, you know, when you guys are at the end, like, bro.
And I was like, I'm a teddy bear. I'm a teddy bear.
When it comes on, it comes on my shuffle a lot.
Yeah.
And I laugh. Like, I remember one time I was, like, cleaning, and I was just like, I had my AirPod.
I was so shocked she kept that in there. I was like.
But I love that. I love when artists do that. Like, Beyonce laughing at the end of Heated. Like,
yeah, she's like.
Yeah, like, we did that. And y'all were like, we just fucked that up. Like,
yes.
I love that aspect of when artists
break
are
the fourth wall.
Yeah, there you go. Breaking the fourth wall. So, how long did the project take? Like, how long? You said you were working on it up until, but like,
I want to say, because we were working on some other songs, and then we had like a serious meeting in like February. Mm-hmm. And he was like, listen, we're going to really come out with something for real. We're going to come out swinging with it. You know what I'm saying? And then the second one is going to be like, boom. I'm like, okay. So we really started to perfect it around February, like really sharpen the vocals up. I had to re-record a lot of the parts that I did in the demos.
Yeah.
they were taking the production and just pushing it way through. And I was like, you know what? We need some live love on here. We need some saxophone. He was like, we need a horn player.
Like, I definitely heard a lot of, like, some go-go elements.
Woo, thank you. I love that because I really love DC.
Me too. That's the birth certificate. I've been up here all my life, though.
I know, but still. DC, I love DC.
Go-go music is like... So I can hear the infuse, like, yes. Yeah.
So we had Winston Bell, who's amazing. He came in and he had like 4 different saxophones. I was like, why do you have this many saxophones? He was like, because I love them. I'm like, okay. Just eating edibles, going crazy.
Sure. I feel like that heightens the...
Yeah. He was the one person at the party with that huge afro. He was high there too. He was like sitting there like, I don't remember playing any of that.
He's like, what's your name? I'm like, I'm right.
He's a character. We also had Brandon Lehman. He did the guitar on The Juice, on Play Clothes, and Letting Go, I think.
Okay.
He went crazy because he was like, oh, you want me to do a solo?
The whole
crazy.
You guys are sick.
Crazy. And then of course Virgil and Julian were the producers, so they did like the beat structure and the arrangements. And I'm serious about arrangements, so I'm like, we need to do. I'm very hands on with everything.
Yeah.
I'm like Mariah Carey. I'm like, hold on, we need this melody. So it was a huge collaboration. I'm not used to doing that. I'm used to doing everything myself.
Yeah. So that was a different aspect.
I see what Beyonce meant when she was like, I could do everything myself, but if I really want to go further, I need to go with others. People.
Yeah. Because I feel like, even with me at work, like, one mind, like, I always say things to my team because I'm like, y'all could bounce ideas back off of me because, you know, give me some feedback because my mind thinks a different way and yours might think the other way, but somehow we can work it together.
And there's so many moments like that in the studio where I'll have an idea, Virgil will hear it, and it like transmutes into something crazy, and then Julian will hear it and it transmutes, and then I'll pick it up and boom, it's like becomes this huge thing.
Yeah.
And I also write very unconventionally. Like, I don't believe in putting hooks in similar places, or sometimes I'll just take a bridge out and make that the verse.
Okay.
I love doing stuff
like
that.
I love that. Yeah.
So it was nice to work with them, and they were able to flow with my quirkiness of how I create, and it's cool.
It's a beautiful project, and you should be absolutely proud.
Thank you.
It moved me. Like, I can't express how much it just moved.
And I'm good wasn't going to make it either.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think that's a perfect ending.
It is. I agree. But it was like, where it was going at first, I was like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And they were like, I don't know.
Was it that last moment you were like, all right.
You know what it was? It was me going, because I'm very serious about vocals. I was like, let me do these again. So I redid the vocals. And then we amplified the choir part. And I was like, oh, yeah.
There you go. I'm satisfied now.
I'm happy.
Okay. So, that is part one. Okay?
Part one!
The Four Winds East.
Yeah, four.
So, there are 3 more to follow.
Yes.
Will you have all 4 rolled out by the end of this year? Or you're just going to take...
That's the hopes. We'll see.
Are they done? Okay. Yeah. I was trying to get the exclusives.
Are they done?
I slide it in with every artist. I'm like, so, what's next? When is it?
Part 2
is next. Mm-hmm. In the fall, is that giving? Are you giving seasons? Like, is it?
It's kind of seasons.
Because this is like, it feels good. It's summer. It's spring.
I like borderline, so it'll be like summer fall.
Okay.
Just like this one was spring summer.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it'll be those, like...
A whole different vision, like, because you're... First of all, that album cover, the EP cover.
Shout-outs to Pixel Ray. Shout-outs to Mia, Luxury Hair. Shout-outs to Dom, the MUA. And shout-outs to Evangeline.
You look...
I've been working with the best teams in music and in looks.
Period.
They are so good, like...
And you look gorgeous.
Thank you!
It's very queen, regal, like...
It's giving goddess. It's
goddess,
giving,
there you go. Like,
it's giving nature. It's giving,
so will that be? It will be a whole different. Ooh, I can't wait.
Summer is. I can't.
Are you doing another listening? Look, are you doing? Look,
another? I'm definitely. Yes, I have to do another listening.
I'm there. Look, you didn't even invite me.
I know you gotta be there. I'm there. It's going to be a different vibe a little bit. I want it to be a little more, because this one was chill. I want it to be chill. Yeah. But this one, I want people to be, we're going to be turning up. Yes, we're going to be turning up.
Okay. So my next question, going back to the East, the Four Winds, the East, part one. Yeah, yeah. So will there be any visuals? Will there be, are we going to hear,
definitely going to be visuals. Okay. I want three visuals. Well, I'll tell you the next one. Next one is Letting Go. That one is done. Actually made by Shot by Nehemiah. He did.
Okay.
His name is Foggy Raw.
The name sounds familiar. Okay.
He did the poet. He did that poem over the Alicia Keys beat, and he was in the cafe. Do you remember that one?
I'll send it to you.
It was so good. That and was I was dope. Like, oh, cool. And then I saw he was doing some stuff with Justine Sky, and I was like, okay. And his thing is color grading, so he knows how to make your skin and backgrounds look surreal.
And that's done already?
It is so good.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited too. I'm gonna roll that out.
Okay.
Soon.
Very soon. Very soon. Y'all hear, you got a Ryan Out Loud exclusive. The visual for Letting Go is coming soon.
Very soon.
So what about this, what about live?
Now you're in the world that me and Virgil are talking about, but there will definitely be, because I have to perform these songs.
You want to do something
but it has to be done the Clara Kent way.
Understood. Do you want to, would you prefer it to be when all?
Not necessarily.
Do you want to do it step by step? Because let me tell you what I'm about to do, what I'm about to tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm about to pitch myself.
Okay.
Okay, because I do that. You need a host for this, the Four Winds East Live experience.
All right.
I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere.
Okay. I got you. No, for real.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
I'm so serious.
Serious. Okay.
But if not, it's okay. I'm still going to be there regardless, but.
I would love you to host it. That would be cool. Yeah, you have great energy. We mesh well.
I love it. Yeah. I really
No, but there's definitely.
It moved me.
I'll tell you about it after there.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it moved me to I was like, I have to be a part.
I need to do this.
Let me force my way in this shit. No.
No, listen, when you feel aligned with something, you're going to do
it. I was literally sitting shout out to the council, brother. I think Jesse was.
Yes. Jesse's been on Ryan Out Loud.
And Josiah is just. They are phenomenal. Every time I see him, I saw them at Slappers last month.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's the Council Brothers. I stand them down. I love what they do creatively. I love how supportive they are of each other.
I know.
They are amazing. That's
Every time I see Jesse, he's just so loving and kind. And so is Josiah.
They both are. We were sitting there in the corner just cutting up and talking and... I was like, I hope nobody
was
so
much kindness in that space for the
And that's what you want. And I feel like you curated that to a T. I made so many different connections that day. A lot of beautiful people I met. They're like, here, give me your card or follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
amazing.
And I just, that week was a beautiful week. Listening to, I was like, you're releasing it when? I gotta wait a week. I was like, okay. It was fine. No, that was perfect. It makes sense. But I was like, okay. So in my head the whole week, I'm like, I'm good. I was just like, oh, I can't wait. And then I can't wait. But here we are. And it's been on heavy rotation.
Thank you.
And I just want to tell you congratulations.
Thank you.
What you're doing in the Pittsburgh music scene, look, I have to write my stuff down because I'm forgetting. Cool. What you're doing in the Pittsburgh scene, like I said, it motivates me and inspires me. And I hope you are inspiring others too.
I hope so.
Please don't stop what you're doing. I know it's the budget, the cost.
I'm a budgeter though. I have a money tree on my wall. I call it a money tree.
I need to probably get with you on that because I'm just.
Have multiple accounts, y'all. Don't get one account. Get multiple accounts. Get your business account. Get two personal accounts. One of them for your bills. One of them for your stuff.
Smart. So this is before I wrap up with the last question. I just want to ask about the city. Sometimes I feel like there's a disconnect, right?
Ooh, child.
Trying to because Ryan Out Loud, I want to branch out and do Out Loud events. Different. Mm-hmm. Aspects of that. Mm-hmm. Safe spaces for not just black queer creatives, people, or, you know, just allies, you know, and supporters, you know. What do you feel like? I feel like there is a step. The events that I've been going to, like yours, and there's been other events, like I've gone to little parties like Curfew even Slappers. It's nice to see us, a community, of the Black community in Pittsburgh. How do you feel like that? What did that look? Does that look like moving forward? And how can we continue to stay stronger, stronger?
I think for sure we need to focus on like the small things that we're missing. I think a lot of times we forget to like cross promote each other.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think we sleep on how effective it is to cross promote.
Yeah.
I also think that we do have like a bit of everybody's hustling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because we don't have enough events that are for like us to network and feel safe to network and actually build ideas, like actual building spaces together. Because we're always like going from work and then into our side hustle, or we'll try to like go out to escape for a minute, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But having more, like we have mixer events, like the professionals, but it's more like, well, I went to DC and they had this seminar event. It was just like they have it once a year, which is what I think all of us could handle. But it's literally for the movers and shakers within their city. And then they'll have industry people come in, like people from Fader or these, you know, media people talk to everyone that is moving and shaking the city. DJs, artists that are doing things.
Yeah.
And it just helps with the health of everyone that's doing things. Yeah, because it helps upgrade you. You have to upgrade your system just like a computer has to upgrade its system. So it just, I think we need to have more pipelines outside of the city that go back and forth and not just one way.
Yeah.
So there's just like structural things. And then we also have to work on moral compass. There's a lot of things that kind of fly under the radar when it comes to like people's behaviors and habits that are harmful to other artists.
Yeah.
Especially, and I talk about this all the time because I work at GPAC. With white-led art organizations, they can tend to use Black trauma to help them look a certain way.
And it's,
but it's at the detriment of the Black artists because we don't want to center ourselves around our trauma all the time. Honey, why do I have to write a grant about my trauma but then put my art in that?
And
my art is going to talk about traumas and triumphs, not just trauma.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's just systematic things in place. There's more even beyond my scope of sight, I'm pretty sure. But what I've noticed, especially with like just in a smaller scope, if we would cross promote each other, oh my God.
I agree. And I try like, my hardest. Like, I don't have the biggest following.
No, it's like,
even just a simple share to your stories, like share it.
That's, yeah. Like, or even like, say, for example, you're holding an event and like, at Slappers, they have like flyers available at Trace Brewing or something. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like having that up in the businesses in physical spaces is helpful, but also like people talking about it. I just think it's important for us to be intentional about cross promoting to make the environment more seamless and flow.
Yeah.
Because that would be really helpful.
And I feel like we can.
I feel like it's.
It's happening.
It's happening.
And it's getting better.
I try to make it a priority to do it. Like, anytime I see an event, like, if I see girls running shit doing anything,
and they have I'm something coming up. Yeah,
I know! I was like, wait!
I missed the last. There was something they did at Google, and I missed that one.
I know, I missed that one,
and
too.
And I definitely want to make this one, this upcoming one. Yeah. It's like, Black women.
And they're all DJing.
DJ, I can't wait. Cool. I'm definitely going to try and make that, for sure. We're doing our thing, and I try to be.
And we also have to remember this is a predominantly white city, and the marketing for Black anything is very.
It's hard. Like, I didn't know Bryson Tiller was coming. It's like running through.
What? Bryson Tiller?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Oh.
When?
He was here yesterday.
What?
Yeah. At Stage AE.
Okay. This is what I'm, I mean.
When y'all hear this, it'll be almost a week. But
like, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, when it comes to Black musicians and Black artists in the city, the marketing is so tragic for us. But if it
we don't get artists coming in.
If it is for non-Black or white artists,
you know, it gets named Swift,
spread around.
Anyways.
Right. Hello?
So So,
look, I got in the swing.
I ain't got none of that. But you
I
know,
mean, go ahead, do it. Because
I'll get annoyed already.
Swear.
Look. Claire, thank you for coming on to Ryan Out Loud.
It was my pleasure. This is wonderful.
I had fun.
I already know what's going to happen for you. It's going to be, I can't wait to walk into your office
it's
with
coming.
Your staff and like. You know, yes, it's, yes. Like, oh, you got your little cafe.
Little
you know?
Something. Oh, my God. Please.
Full booth.
I'm,
you take, know?
I'm claiming it.
Sponsored by Apple. Sponsored by.
Something. That's the goal.
Sponsored by Spotify. Whoever gets the, you know, writes the check.
Let's
right,
go.
Treats you the best.
Thank you. I claim that. And you know, this platform,
yes.
Me as an individual, this Ryan Out Loud as a platform is a support in
yes.
here for you.
Thank you.
My last question to you, Clara,
okay.
What if, and I ask all my artists this,
yes.
on my guests this on this show,
yes.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Ooh, ooh, okay. Oh, don't cry. I am
okay.
a very teary person.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
You're right on the board. You're a Gemini, right? Are you a Cancer?
Gemini.
Okay, that's okay.
But like, I
would say
I gotta tell you the sign. You'll be like, there's no way you're that much Gemini. I'm like truly like a lover's
that's
lover.
My best friend's a Gemini, and I get it.
Love.
Yeah.
If I were to give any advice to my younger self,
yeah.
I would say that you choosing yourself is never a mistake.
Mm.
Every time you choose yourself and what you feel in your gut, that is the right decision.
Wow.
Because when I think back, hindsight 2020, every time I felt something in my gut or I had a ping about something, it was right.
Mm.
Every single time. And I feel like if I had trusted that more, because I used to just feel like, oh, that's arrogant if I believe myself.
No. Yeah.
It's like something that you're kind of taught in different churches too,
yes.
or in different
oh, yeah.
groups. They'll teach you, no, you know, you have to be selfless.
Humble. Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
No,
which,
talk your shit. That's how I listen.
Yes.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
So I wish I would have believed in that inner voice a lot more.
Yeah.
Because it is so true and so pure.
Yeah.
And it's a gift that I underestimated until now.
And now you're tapping into it.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a beautiful episode of Ryan
Yay.
Out Loud with the Clara Kent.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Y'all remember Black Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter,
yes.
and Black Queer Lives Matter that
oh,
will
shit.
Never, ever change on this platform. Y'all protect your energy. Be safe.